On Thursday, the Planning and Zoning Commission held a workshop to address a number of questions and issues relating to the future of container vans in Wrangell. Locally, container vans are used for a number of things, as units to transport belongings or for storing boats or fishing equipment, as a shed in the backyard, and for some, a short-term or long-term place to live. But for how prevalent these metal boxes are, there are few enforced rules when it comes to property placement, height, location, color, or use. For the Planning and Zoning Commission, the lack of regulations has become a matter that needs to be addressed. At the last Borough Assembly meeting earlier this month, Wrangell Planning Commissioner Don McConaughey proposed creating a moratorium on container vans.
Place a moratorium on them to just stop the use of them for this particular point in time until we can figure out where they need to be placed, what they need to be, what they need to look like, whatever other...
Many questions were raised on how they would do that. The Assembly denied McConaughey's request for a moratorium on container vans and said more discussion between planning and zoning and the community needed to take place before anything could go forward. Since the Assembly meeting, Economic Development Director and Planner Carol Rushmore says the city has been bombarded with questions regarding rules pertaining to container vans.
They can be used anywhere. The question is, we need to address, do they need to meet setbacks? I mean, at a minimum, are there certain requirements? And there have been some permits granted for further out the road when someone wanted to construct a garage, a storage shed, so they use two containers and build a roof over it. They received some permits for that because of setbacks or some other things. But right now, there's really not anything in the ordinance other than, say, setbacks or other requirements that they might have to meet that gives us leeway.
Members of the community attended the workshop to give their take on container vans and help the commission work out a plan of action. Resident Bernie Masson says container vans are a crucial part of Southeast Alaska living and says what a person does with their property is their own business.
But as somebody told me in the past, we are a fishing town. It's something that we need. We need storage. We need everything. Nobody can afford to store it up on my lot when you got a perfectly good piece of property. So it's, be lenient on this. It needs to be done, but, sometimes it's a temporary shelter, so can you put it right next to a property line? I mean, why not? As long as it's not, obstructing somebody's view or driveway or whatever, it's your land, you should be able to use it.
Resident Ernie Christian says he would like to see more zones and codes develop pertaining to container vans. However, he prefers the appearance of a container van over yard debris.
Mm-hmm. The way I see it, they should adhere to maybe some setbacks and stuff like that, but I haven't heard of anybody actually complaining about them. I think they look better than somebody just putting junk in their lot.
The commission agreed that the first step would be to address container vans that are visible throughout downtown Wrangell, and both the commission and residents agreed once the downtown revitalization work begins, it will be even more important to have things like container vans regulated to improve the overall image of the community. Don McConaughey and the rest of the Planning and Zoning Commission plan to create a list of talking points to begin formulating what they would like to see done in terms of regulating containers, both in-city and island-wide.
We need to have some direction in order to make a sensible ordinance, in order for people to be able to use them, aesthetically pleasing manner.
The commission's next step will be to develop a proposal to address the formation of a new container van policy. Once that's complete, Rushmore says there will be many more public hearings before anything is formalized. She says this is just the beginning and more workshops will be scheduled in the future to discuss the matter. For KSDK, I'm Charlotte Duran.